A very good morning to you and welcome. Miraya Breakfast Show. It's coming up to 9 minutes to the top of the hour. And now we find out about this particular story where the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and the state government of Western Bahr al-Ghazal have launched the Western Bahr al-Ghazal Roadmap to Displacement Solutions project that is aimed at increasing access to sustainable opportunities for the internally displaced persons, IDPs, in the state. Now, to hear more about this, I'm glad to be joined by the IOM Head of Operations, Asha Mohammed, with us in the studio. Good morning, sir, and good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me in your studios, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for being here. Now, just briefly tell us about this project and you know, its implementation.
Okay, so I think this is a very important project, although it might have not got the attention, but since I'm here, I can elaborate on what's going on. So on 3rd of April this month, along with the Ambassador of Norway, and the His Excellency Governor Sara in Western Bahr al-Ghazal, we launched a durable solution project. This project is funded by Norwegian government, and it's about finding durable solution for the displaced population in Vaal town. And this is the first step that we are taking towards the delivering the rights of the displaced population to a durable and sustainable solution. And it has been in works for the last 1 year or so. And under the leadership of the governor, IOM supported, and other agencies also supported, the government to come up with the roadmap, as you said earlier. And this was to decide and to lay out a map for all the stakeholders to understand how can we reach an amicable solution, which is not only a right for the displaced population, but at the same time, this is the only way to achieve a long-lasting solution to a displaced population for such a long time.
Yes, and just give us a picture of how big of a problem is displacement in Western Bahr al-Ghazal.
So at this point of time, there are different numbers of displaced sites. In Vaal, it is around 9,000 people that are displaced in Vaal town. Overall, in South Sudan, it is 2.2 million IDPs. So that's the gravity of situation that we all are dealing with.
All right. And these particular solutions that the IOM with partners are looking to address, what exactly are those?
So basically, it is about the will of displaced population. What do they want? And how can the stakeholders, especially the government, can support them? And in this, when the decision is taken, it is basically the displaced population deciding what do they want to do going forward. Do they want to be reintegrated? Do they want to return to their area of origins, or within the population they are displaced at this point of time? Mm-hmm. So in Vaal's case, people have chosen to stay in Vaal town. And the first step is to provide them with land, an opportunity to livelihood, housing, and water and sanitation, schooling, and so on and so forth. It's a slow process, but at the same time in the right direction. It takes time because we are providing sustainable infrastructure. We are providing sustainable solution for reintegration within the population of Vaal. And let me also highlight the point that it is not only the displaced population which will benefit from it. The host population, around 150,000 host population, will also benefit from that infrastructure that will be provided.
All right. When we talk about sustainable infrastructure, what exactly are those infrastructural? What exactly are those infrastructure?
Okay, to start with, it starts with a housing solution and water and sanitation, the basics for any family and individuals to survive. Secondly, it provides them with livelihood opportunities, technical vocational training. It also provides them with capacity building trainings, and it's also provide the stakeholders, that means the government service providers, capacity building training to make sure to sustain such an effort.
Most sustainable solution for displacement is, of course, just to avoid conflict and all those, you know, so people don't get displaced. How sustainable is this going forward if there will be another disaster or conflict or such a thing happening?
I can't project if there will be a conflict in the future, but what I can tell you is this. You see, this has been led by the government of Western Baragaza. So it means it is the will of people and the will of the government. Mm-hmm. If they both parties come to an agreement to go forward with a solution of such kind, then it means there is a lot of hope that there will be less chances of conflict.
Mm-hmm. And is this project meant for WOW only, or you expect to expand it to other parts of the country?
So at this point of time, IOM and other UN agencies and humanitarian partners, along with UNMISS, are working on PFPRR, which is Partnership for Peace Building, Recovery and Resilience. And the objective of this programming is to have these solutions across South Sudan for all the displaced population. Mm-hmm. So WOW is a pilot in a, you can say that, and this is how we will start from, and we will learn from it, and we'll apply this lesson learned from this programming to other areas of South Sudan.
Is there a specific budget for this to fund these projects?
So at this point of time, the Norwegian government has been able to fund this project with around $500 million for a period of 2 years. And if we are looking at providing the similar solutions to all people in Western Baragazal, to displaced population, we would require around $30 million.
All right, Asha, thank you for coming to Miraya Studios. Any final remarks and message out there?
Thank you so much, and we are very happy and grateful to the people of Norway and to His Excellency Governor Sara in Western Baragazal for giving this opportunity to IOM and stakeholders to provide durable solution for the IDPs.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. You're listening to Miraya Breakfast Show. If you have a strong view on that story, please don't hesitate to share your thought with us. Our text message line is 091-2177-141. This is where the big conversation begins every morning.